something to move here in the studio for those 1560 chatters. You know, we talk about Larry Bird being a better athlete. Dude, I'm like Mario Lopez dancing. I'm dancing with the stars, dancing with the journalists. Michael Jackson. Depends what sex he is. Is he the ugliest man or the ugliest woman?
Both.
Very ugly thing. We're doing the world's ugliest celebrities in Astros Daily. You're more than welcome to chime in on that. We'll talk to the Astros as well. Want you to join us. We're having a competition. Clutch fans actually came through in the clutch at the end of their Clutch fans hour. They called in and they started becoming members of the 1560.tv. We're giving that same option to you, Astros Daily. Make a mark. Come join the live chat on 1560.tv. You can talk to us during the show, ask your questions, and watch us just dance randomly on the studio.
Rockets fans were unlike the team. They came strong in the fourth quarter. They struggled for three quarters, and then they kicked butt in the fourth.
Bam.
Exact opposite of the Rockets.
Well, lately the Rockets have been playing well.
Yeah, well,
except for the last game. Right. You know. But this is the way we do it, guys. Astros Daily, last week was your first time in it. We want you to come in. 713-439-1560. The number again, 713-439-1560. Like I told you, you can join us on 1560.tv. And we're reading the boards. We're reading AstrosDaily.com. We're reading the emails. Game time at 1560thegame.com. Plus, I only say this every once in a while, MySpace.com/GameTime1560. So we've got all those options, and we're now going to Scotty Barzilla. What's up, Scott?
Not much. Well, I'll tell you what, after hearing some of those stories, it makes me want to throw in my nomination for Father of the Year.
Hey, Scott, I want to say something real quick. First, two things. First off, I want to give a shout-out to Ryan Ed. I know he had surgery recently. I was reading his comments, and you know, I want him to know that it's okay he's not calling this week when he's healthy. I want him to call in, but he's got some great takes on the board, and I want to make sure we get to a bunch of his stuff. But I also want to tell you, Mr. Scotty, I got a bone to pick with you, my friend.
Go ahead.
Not really, but I'm just playing with you. But last week I made a joke on the show that I had to go through 58 columnists to get to the site. And I think people thought I was being mean. No, I was really trying to be jokey. You guys have some really good writers on the site, and I was kind of being funny. So I'm making sure you know, Scott, it was a joke.
That's no big deal.
Hey, man, we had Richard Justice on the show earlier and talking about where the topic came up, where do the Astros rank in offseason? I think they're probably in the top 12. A lot of national writers have them dead last. What do you think?
I think it's somewhere in between. It's kind of funny. You know, I was looking through a bunch of projections, and all of them have us pretty much in between, you know, 500 and 85 wins, which, you know, in any other division in baseball is not going to get it done. But in the Central, you just never know.
Yeah.
Scott, give me your upside for the Astros this year if everything goes right.
Everything goes right, I think they could get to 90 wins, but there's a lot of ifs there.
Like, give me some of the ifs.
Well, half the lineup, for one thing. You got Michael Bourne. You don't really know what you're going to get from him. Matt Sue, you don't really know what he's going to do outside of Denver. Tal's obviously young behind the plate, so there's a lot of ifs in the lineup. And then, of course, the mound, that'll take the whole 30 minutes.
But if the ifs do work out, sorry, Freddie. If the ifs do work out, you see, you know, this team actually going deep, deep, deep.
I see them going to the playoffs. I think once you get there, beyond Oswald, they just don't have the pitching, I think, to go the whole distance. But, of course, it's a long season. You never know what they could pick up at the trade deadline, so we'll just have to wait and see.
Hey, Scott, talk about some of the things that you have on the site here. The reason that we pick Astros Daily is what we do with the websites is we try to find one that we know the fans are into that has good stuff. You've got a lot of columns on here, and you guys have a lot of columnists. Tell us a little bit about the site, and how often do you write for it?
I try to write about once a week, but we have about three or four regular columnists, and then, of course, we have some guest columns. The site used to be connected with the bulletin board. The bulletin board is kind of a loose affiliation right now, and one of the reasons why I like it is because you really have a diverse set of fans. You have people like Ryan who he'll see, you know, if there's one speck in the glass, he'll go out and say we're going to win the pennant. But then you also have some people who are a little bit more realistic, pessimistic, like Phenomenal Smith, and some other stat people like Clack who we go back and forth. And then you have everybody in between, like Bob, who's a good historian. And then next week I've got Willie Lickley, who's another good Astros historian. So we have a really good mix of people.
The number here is 713-439-1560. That's 713-439-1560. If you want to get in and talk to Scott Barzilla of AstrosDaily.com. Right now, let's take this call from Willie. Well, I've read Willie's stuff before. What's up, Willie?
Hey, not much. How you doing, Scott?
Doing great, Willie. How you doing?
Hey, it's just another beautiful day here in the Texas Hill Country. Scott and I have gone back and forth about the importance of defense in the general scheme of baseball, and I'd just like to get his take on where the Astros maybe improved this year on defense and where we may have taken a step back.
Oh, that's another great question for this year. I think it looks like a wash at this point. Biggio, towards the end of his career, is really pretty dreadful when you look at the defensive numbers. And Matsui has projected to be a top five, top ten defensive second baseman. So you definitely improve there. Behind the plate is another great question because Osmus, pitchers swear by him, but according to the numbers, he's kind of taken a fall back, especially throwing out base stealers. So hopefully that'll be a push, in terms of that. The big question is going to be at shortstop. Adam Everett, I think, if anything, he proves that the gold glove process is a joke. Anybody thinks Derek Jeter is the best shortstop in the American League is smoking something stronger, than I've ever smoked. But
care to comment on that?
But I think, Tejada's been average, and he's kind of his defensive numbers have been falling down, but of course he's been playing for a bad team. So when he comes to Houston, do we see a better Tejada, or do we see that decline continue? I think that's the big question.
Hey, what else you got, Willie?
Oh, not much. I just you guys threw a thriller out there for Scott's intro into the segment today. Any way I can get the Aggie Warhelm next Sunday when I call in?
We can definitely do that. You make sure you tell Dell about that you need the Aggie Warhelm. We've got it in studio. In fact, don't be surprised if you hear it at some point. Uh-oh, Dell's getting mad.
If nothing else, maybe some Longhorns will call in and give me a hard time.
So. Hey, after the way the Aggies played yesterday, the Longhorns have every right to give the Aggies a hard time. But
that's true. That's
Monday, we'll find out.
I look forward to talking to y'all again next Sunday.
Thanks, Willie.
You don't have the Horn Frog Pump song, do you?
No, we might have it somewhere. Hey, Scott, is Willie go by Willie B?
He's... Willie Lakeley, and actually, there's a good story behind that. He went to high school with one of my uncles.
Okay.
So we go back a ways, actually, to a whole different bulletin board. And, we've met up a few times, and we've had a few disagreements on defense, definitely.
Hey, Pat Hajazowski. I'm trying, Pat. I'm sorry. We've had some emails back and forth, and wanted to read his post. Scott, can you bring up the previous discussion threads from several weeks ago regarding run scored likely producing X number of wins?
Basically, what this points back to, Bill James came up with something called the Pythagorean theorem, and that is you could predict a team's record based on the number of runs they're going to score and the number of runs they give up. And last year, we finished right around where we were supposed to. And so when you look at it, I've looked at four different projections. We're still waiting for my baseball prospectus book to come in. And they have us scoring anywhere between 775 runs and 857 runs, which last year we scored 723. So that's a pretty good bump. But the problem is that in order for us to win 90 games, we're really going to have to get up to either 900 runs scored or we're going to have to see some better pitching.
The number here is 713-439-1560. Nanos wants to know what the Astros payroll is. What is the Astros payroll at right now?
As best I can tell, it's about $90 million, but of course that's going to depend on what happens with Mark Loretta's arbitration hearing. And then of course, the rumors about Sean Chacon and if they pick up anybody else. You still have a few of those guys out there waiting for jobs.
The number here, again, 713-439-1560. Let's take this call from Dan, who wants to chime in with Scott. What's up, Dan?
I just had, more of a comment about the Roger Clemens situation.
Sure.
I wasn't that upset when the report came out and they said that he had used it. It was, if he'd done like Pettit and just admitted to it, I wouldn't have lost any respect for him at all. But I think the point that people miss is assuming that he used them, that he's gone on national TV and held press conferences denying it. So he stood up in front of everybody and lied about it. That's what gets me.
Yeah.
And I don't see people commenting on it saying, well, it's not that bad, or, you know, in the paper today they were saying they shouldn't have pulled his jersey. Well, I wouldn't have pulled his jersey out of that Yogi Berra exhibit because he used steroids, but I would because he stands up in front of everybody and lies. That's what got me the most. I just don't hear people saying that.
What?
Go ahead, Freddie. I know you have opinions on this.
Well, I think, you know, I really don't know what to believe about Roger, but I think obviously when you look at everything, you know, it's pretty damning. It's not that it's Brian McNamee. It's that the other guys that came forward and said, yeah, we talked about this. And, you know, I to this day, I don't think that it's, and I know that this ticks people off, I don't care. I don't think that this is that big of an issue. I think we made it into such a big issue. And, you know, if he lied about it, then, you know, that's something that y'all have to judge how serious that is. I don't think it should have been in Congress in the first place.
Nope.
I think, you know, and there's no reason for it to have gone there. And
see, I agree with that. I don't think it should have been gone to Congress. I don't think it should have been a big deal at all, other than the fact that he came forward and just out and out lied on 60 Minutes, and then he held a press conference and got mad at all the reporters for not believing him. And that, now I'm assuming that he did use him, of course, but that's, to me, that's where the evidence points. But nobody seems to say they're upset about him lying about it. I mean, to me, it's just the fact that you get up in front of the kids and everybody and lie.
Well,
steroids. Like I said, if he had done like Pettit, said, yeah, I used him for an injury, or I used him and I apologize, that's fine. Or I didn't use him and then shut up. But he just gets up there and lies about it. And that's what galled me. That's where I lost the respect for him, not that he used steroids. I don't think anybody ever says that.
Yeah, well, I do think that's what's got a lot of people upset, is that he did lie. And Scott, I'd be interested to get your take on this.
Well, I think, number one, I don't even think the Mitchell report should have been done. I don't think it found anything that we didn't already know. And I think it's really bad for baseball. You're coming off a period where you made $6 billion, and now you're just going to open up this can of worms. I think what the problem I have with the Clemens situation is you have, you know, a lot of people out there in the sports media, in particular, I can pick on Jim Rome, who says, you know, if you didn't do it, you know, come out, sue for libel, and do all this, and this is what Clemens has done. And now we're going to go back and say, well, you shouldn't have done that. You should have kept your mouth shut. The guy,
well, that's if he's telling the truth. But what I'm saying is the evidence has seemed to come out indicating that he did it. And if you did do it, well, don't stand up in front of everybody and lie and get all mad because people don't believe you. Like I said, I don't really care if he used steroids. I mean, I wish that he didn't. But if he did and just said he did or said nothing, I'd be fine with that. But what I have a problem with is him getting up there all mad and indignant and lying about it. I mean, and that's just, like I said, I never hear the reporters say that too much. They say, well, did he do it, or how serious was it, or... You know, but the fact is he stood in that press conference and got all mad and pointed his finger and talked about, I don't care about the Hall of Fame, I care about my word, and then now it's turning out that he's just a big liar. That's what bothers me.
Well, I think one thing that is untrue is, you know, when he says he doesn't care about the Hall of Fame, I mean, that's obviously bogus. And what he's looking at, what every all these players are looking at, is looking at what's happened to Mark McGwire. He's getting about 25% of the vote the last 2 years.
But he didn't stand up and lie about it.
Well, but I mean, is that worse, though? I mean, he just refuses to address it and pretends like it never happened. Is that worse? I mean,
no, that's better, because he's not standing up in front of everybody and lying. Like I said, to me, your word is your bond, and like I said, if he took the McGwire route or the Pettit route, I'd respect him, because I don't think...
Well, wait now. I don't think what Pettit and McGwire are doing are even in the same ballpark. Andy Pettit came forward and said, you know what, I did it. I made a mistake. This is why I did it. He explained it. And he said he made a mistake. Mark McGwire has never said anything. To me, that's the same as lying. Mark McGwire has never come forward and said, you know what, yeah, I did it, I'm sorry. He's never, I mean, there's no difference to me than that and what Roger Clemens is doing. Just because Roger Clemens, you know, we're saying that he's lying, and I think, you know, all evidence is pointing to the fact that he did something, okay? But he's going up there and he's not telling the truth. Mark McGwire is doing the same thing. It's just not, he's just not saying anything. And what's the difference? I mean...
Well, see, to me, there's just a big difference, because McGwire's just not saying anything, so, like I said, I don't think steroids is that big of an issue. I don't really care whether he used them or not, and I don't care if Clemens used them that much. Like I said, I prefer they didn't. But when Clemens goes on 60 Minutes and does a web page and then does that, especially that news conference where he just gets all mad at everybody for not believing him, and if he's lying about it, to me, that's just 100 times worse. So that's just where I disagree.
Yeah, well, we'll disagree on that one, because I think McGwire's just as bad.
I think the key issue is once we've seen what's happened with McGuire, I think Clemens understands there's about a good third to 40% of those Hall of Fame voters are not going to vote for anybody who they even think did steroids. And so, you know, I think, you know, he probably got some bad legal advice. He's probably gambling that McEnany couldn't back up anything. And so he comes out with that evidence he's kept. And, of course, you know, the thing is, that evidence is probably not all that credible. You know, most of the evidence is probably destroyed. You know, you got the Miller Lite can in the middle of it. You know, at least, you know, go put some German beer in there, you know, and get some good beer in with that picture. But he's probably gaming on the fact that, you know, Pettit wasn't going to say anything. And McNamee was just going to keep on spewing, you know, whatever he was spewing, and people would believe him. Obviously, that's backfired at this point.
Yeah, we've got, and after Scott, we've got a lawyer coming on who's going to talk about some of the, you know, the actual evidence and things of that nature. So I would encourage you to hang around, Dan, because it'll be very interesting, because he'll get into kind of the McNamee and whether or not you should believe Clemens.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much, Dan. We appreciate that. I'm glad I got to take a 12-minute break. That was great. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
I love when I don't have to talk that much. Phenomenal Smith, we're going to get you on the next segment. We're way due for a break. Scott, you around for one more?
I'm good.
Awesome. We've got some people who are chatting, saying they're about to call, so that's good stuff. The number here, 713-439-1560. The email, gametime@1560thegame.com. We're reading 1560.tv. Astros Daily, you guys are coming correct with the calls. Need you to sign up for the 1560.tv, see if you can win the Battle of the Weekend, the Battle Royale of 1560TV. And we're reading the boards. AstrosDaily.com, we're all over it. Game time, we got more.
Hey guys, John Granato here, and it's that time again. It's Valentine's Day, and if you want to get her that special something, that diamond pendant, earrings, necklace, that tennis bracelet. Look, you want to have a good time on Valentine's Day? Mark can almost guarantee it. If you're going to make the big plunge, you're going to get that ring for her. How romantic. It's stupid, but romantic. And if you're going to do it, you might as well spend less money. You go see Mark Klein from Klein's Fine Jewelers. And this Valentine's Day, no matter what you spend, how much you buy, you're going to get a dozen roses from Houston Flowery and dinner for two at Damaris Barbecue. Is it worth proposing to get a dinner for two at Damaris Barbecue? I don't think so. But if you have to do it anyway, you might as well go see Mark Klein. Green Ridge and Westheimer. Call him, 713-977-4003. You can trade in that old jewelry. 713-977-4003. Green Ridge and Westheimer. Michael Klein's Fine Jewelers.
What time is it? What time is it? It's college basketball time, Houston, and 1560 The Game is proud to be bringing you the March of Madness show every Sunday night at 7 p.m. The show is hosted by Basketball Hall of Famer and former Georgetown head coach John Thompson and will feature interviews with coaches and players as well as a weekly discussion about the hot news and topics affecting college hoops. Don't miss the March of Madness show Sunday nights at 7 p.m. only on 1560 The Game.
Did you ever get ripped off by a big company?
Man, I just got ripped off by this big company.
But figured there was nothing you could do about it because you were like, I'm just one guy, and they're like this big corporation with their own lawyers and all this power and stuff?
But I'm just one guy, and they're like this big corporation with their own lawyers and all this power and stuff.
Listen, don't ever be intimidated by big corporate bullies.
Okay.
What kind of world would we have if David hadn't slayed Goliath?
Jeepers, I don't know.
If Lambda 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 had not stood up to the Alpha Betas. If Rice never played Texas in football.
Why does Rice play Texas? Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
That's what she said.
Without questioning the status quo, we won't evolve. Without questioning the status quo, we're robots. That's why 1560 The Game is here. We're the little guy hurling stones at the big guys. And the big guys better watch out. Our stones are getting bigger.
Black bears weigh between 200 and 500 pounds. Brown bears weigh between 300 and over 1,000 pounds. Black bears run away from you. Brown bears run at you. When attacked by a bear, simply lie still on the ground and cover your face and head with your hands. When the bear is finished batting you around and mauling you, contact the U.S. Forest Service.
1560 The Game. We care about you. Time to rejoin David Nuno and Fred Fowler, the guy who used to be somebody, but now he's just another radio blowhard with an opinion.
Save me if you will, and take away all the pills, and please just save me if you can from my blasphemy.
Willem Dafoe, very good actor, somehow ends up naked in most movies.
Unfortunate.
Well, you smiled during it.
No, I did not.
You smiled.
The man is uglier than our Chewbacca buddy here. It's simple.
Wow. Chewie, I apologize. But there it is. The ugliest man. Not the ugliest. He's probably the coolest ugly man we have on the list, right? Would you give him that? He's kind of
cool. Steve Buscemi's cooler than he is.
Really?
Yeah.
Who'd you rather go to a bar and meet chicks with?
Buscemi.
I'd rather go with Willem. Willem brings it. Willem brings the pain. The number here is 713-439-1560. We've got Scotty Barzilla on with us. And Scott, we've got a basketball game at 11:45, so I just found out we're going to have a short show. So we're gonna get through these calls. I want to go to Phenomenal Smith's call in a second. Got to wait for Dell to get off the line. But I got to give Astros Daily their props. They are representing big time, buddy.
Yeah, you guys brought it today.
You can comment. You're allowed to.
Oh,
it's good. It's okay.
I'm glad.
Yeah. No. Okay. All right. Good radio. Good times. Let's go to Phenomenal Smith now. What's up, Phenomenal Smith?
Oh, not much. My question for Scott is kind of a philosophical one. When you read Richard Justice or other sports media people, or when you interact with fans, what do you think are the two or three most common mistakes that they make when they evaluate players? Since you look at things statistically, what do you think that they do wrong? I know this is kind of an open-ended question, but what do you think the most common mistakes that they make in evaluating players are?
Oh, well, I think with hitters, if you look at my screen name is actually Barzilla, not all that creative. When you look down at my signature, it says I'm down with OPP. Yeah, you know me. I think on base percentage,
that's probably a classic,
is easily the most important offensive statistic. And I think a lot of people start ignoring that. And, you know, we start looking at what I call the counting numbers, runs and RBIs. You really can't do much with that, because it depends on who's on base in front of you or who's driving you in. And I think people look at Carlos Lee that way. We've had a debate on the board recently, really heated, about Carlos Lee. And he drives in runs, but really as an offensive player, he's not all that special. He's very opportunistic. With pitchers, I think it's with Willie. Willie brought up with defense. Defense plays so much into pitching. And you see some people that have some really big win totals, really low ERAs, and they come back the next year and just completely bomb. I think the most famous recent example in Astros history is Jeremy Robertson, when he had those 15 wins. And, you know, I don't even know if he's pitched in the major league since then.
All righty. We thank you very much, my man, Phenomenal Smith. We've got to kind of get through these because we're going fast. We've got James up next. What's up, James?
Hey.
Hey there.
Scotty, how you doing?
Doing great, James.
We just lost him. James just went out. But I think he just picked up the line on the new caller. So we'll try Rusty right now if we can. Dell, this is great radio. Scott, how you doing, man? Doing well?
Doing great.
How about you, Rusty? How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm going to be short and sweet. How you doing?
Oh, man. As long as you're on the show, I'm doing good.
Oh, man. Who you got there with you? Scott still?
Yeah, we got Scott Barzilla from AstrosDaily.com breaking down Astros action.
Thank you for a good place for me to go on the web to enjoy my Astro talk. I can't get enough of it. But first of all, we're talking baseball and stuff, and I know it's an overused topic, but I want to talk about the Courtney Love of baseball, and that's Debbie Clemens. Let me tell you about that little junkie. She let a man into her home, into her bedroom, without her husband there, and then she's going to pull down her pants and let that man, McNamee, inject her in the buttocks.
That's the point.
That's just not right. My woman, who's a good woman, wouldn't let a man in the house if Rusty wasn't here. So I'm just going to leave it like that. And Roger's worst enemy is that woman that's in the bed and everybody else who brings a syringe. That's his problem right there. Debbie Clemens. Then she gets all doped up, and she used to put all them sequins and stuff on those little shirts and stuff. Yeah, come on now. Freddie, I love you. Look cute on camera. Nunez, I love you too. Goodbye.
Appreciate it. That's our man, Rusty Russell III, who usually is a lot more long-winded. But, Scott, have you ever been, are you familiar with Rusty's work?
Somewhat. And I tell you what, my wife is deathly afraid of syringes, and I don't see any magazines looking for a pictorial of us anytime soon, so
I think I'm safe along those lines.
Rusty Russell III brings it better than most, man. He's greatness. Let's now try James once again. Jaime, you're on again.
Well, I'm back again.
Yes, you are.
Hey, I want to give some props to Scotty and Bob Halsey and a few of the other gentlemen. They're great writers. So any of you folks out there that are listening and haven't had an opportunity to visit Astros Daily website, they're likely the most robust historical site on the web. And I'm including the official Astros website, too, as far as the history of the organization goes. If you want to find anything about this organization, ball players, former broadcasters, it's available there on Astros Daily. Bob Halsey has done a wonderful work in the last several years doing a lot of research on the Houston Astros and including them on Astros Daily's website. And
this public service announcement brought to you by James.
We're going to be getting hopefully some former broadcasters on here too. Mr. Gene Elston is committed to writing a series of articles for Astros Daily here in the future, but he's had back surgery here recently, so he's had to put that on the back burner. But I've written a few articles for the website. I've been reading Astros Daily for ever since it came online back in, oh, I guess, 97. Would you say, Scotty?
Yeah, I think so. I think it
was 97, 98 when Ray brought it online. And it's just grown.
It is the greatness. It is awesome. We definitely, that's why we picked Astros Daily. But I'm sure you got a question for us, James, right?
Yes. We were speaking about what this team might possibly do this year. I think a pivotal point that we have to face, I'm a realist here, and that's Mr. Miguel Tejada. He's currently under investigation by the FBI. The Astros let Adam Everett walk. We may be going into opening day without a shortstop that has major league experience if Mr. Tejada is spending time in jail. Two, if he has his green card stripped and he's not allowed back into the country. So that is an issue that can affect this organization greatly.
No doubt.
And the other issue that I want to bring up is the pitching staff. Pitching is a big part of the game. The only thing that I'm looking at that is a sure thing is Mr. Roy Oswalt. The rest of the organization, the rest of the pitching staff, is a crapshoot. And, of course, the way the league is set up today with playoffs and wild cards, anything can happen. Look at the New York Mets. 3 years ago, they thought they bought themselves a World Series, and they're still trying to buy themselves one.
Yep.
And I think Scotty will agree on that. And I'd like to hear Scotty's opinion on the relief corps that we have this year. Is it going to be better this year? Is it going to be worse? What do you think, Scotty?
Appreciate the call, James.
Number one, the Chronicle reported Miguel Tejada is in the country.
Right.
So I think, the one good point about the Clemens, Congress thing is, hopefully everybody else in the Mitchell report's fallen back to the background. I wouldn't be surprised if Justice Department accidentally drops that. I think in terms of pitching, the problem is you get a lot of fans who keep clamoring to sign guys like Kyle Loess, guys like Bartolo Colon, Josh Fogg, Jeff Weaver. They're really no better than what we got now.
Yeah.
And that's really sad. And so you got to cast your lot with guys like Wandy Rodriguez, Brandon Backe, Chris Sampson. I'm hoping they do sign Chacon because he looked good in the Pirates bullpen last year. But as a starter, he's been no better. So you do have to hope. Just have to keep your fingers crossed. And I think, Brandon Backe and Sampson's health will go a long way to determining how good this team's going to be. I think the lower end, we could see another 2,000 where we hit 200 home runs and win 70 games. But the upshot is if they come through, Wandy has looked really good at home. His peripheral numbers look terrific. Strikeout-to-walk ratio has been fantastic. If he can translate that into actual performance, we could be in good shape. But with Wandy, Bob last week said the girl with the curl, that's been Wandy.
Go ahead.
But maybe if they can just have, six starters and have him make just home starts and have somebody else make the road starts, maybe that would work. I don't know. But
that's our man, Scotty Barzilla. Am I the only one who calls you Scotty?
They called me that when I was in elementary school.
Well, good, because we
backtrack.
Sometimes we talk about elementary topics, so we appreciate you. You did a wonderful job. Astros Daily represented with some major flavor. We've got to give them some props, and I want to also say that I did read Bob's email or his post, and next time you're on the show, I want to talk about your cousin who had a cup of tea with the Astros.
My cousin, Philip?
I don't know. I'm just saying what Bob said. We'll get to it. We'll get to it next time we see you, my man.
Great.
That's
Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. Very good information. Scott Barzilla of AstrosDaily.com. Got to give them some props, man. Today, they might have won the battle.
Yeah, they brought it today. And that is a very good website. If you get a chance, go to it. Not just during the show, but go to it during the week. You get good Astros stuff. And, I mean, that's the reason all the websites that we have on here, we really think they're the best ones. We think Astros Daily is the best Astros fan site. We know Clutch Fans is the best Rockets fan site. TexAgs and Longhorn Nation we're very big on. So go to those sites. And get all the information you want there. We're going to have some more here before the show's done.
Yeah, we're going to go to break right now. We'll come back with a Rocket Rose. And do want to let the AstrosDaily.com fans know you can check out the podcast here in about 10, 15 minutes, maybe right after the show. You don't have to wait for it to be posted on the site. It'll be on 1560thegame.com. Just go to our podcast section. You'll have it right there. But we thank you for joining us. And we'll have some more Rocket Rosen breaking down some legal stuff. Smart topics. So I'll let Freddie handle it because he's smart. And I'm kind of cool. Later. Yeah.